I'm getting off the train at Wood Lane. I'm walking out of the underground. And I'm recording this because this is the last day I'll be working at Television Centre. The rest of the people I work with, the archive development team, will be there until next Friday, but I'm away next week in Tokyo, which I'm looking forward to very much, and it means I'll miss all the packing up. So what few things I have are in a cardboard box beside my desk, and this is my last day in what has been a fantastic building to work in for me for the last 3 years, for the BBC for the past 50. It's seen a lot of action. You can read a lot of reminiscences and nostalgia about it. I'm sure those of you who are interested in such things will do so. But for me, it's been the office. So getting out my ticket. And a joy of joys, it's a rainy day. So come out of Wood Lane Tube, and there it is opposite. The famous question mark shape. Straight ahead of me is the Central Donut Studio, Television Centre 1TC1 to the left, the biggest studio. Over to the right, the offices which make up the spur and stage 5 and stage 6. Stage 6 a bit at the end with the reception in it, which is where most people come in. It's pretty much empty now. Many of the offices have signs written on them saying that, you know, this room is now vacated and are locked. The Dalek has gone over to Broadcasting House. The TARDIS has gone. It's also over at Broadcasting House. And although I'll walk past it in future because our team's just moving up the road to Media Centre, one of the other BBC buildings off Wood Lane, it's still sad to think that I won't get to walk into what definitely deserves the name of an iconic building. Again, at least not as an office. Obviously, we'll be moving out of here slowly, and I'm sure there'll be the odd meeting, event, activity, something going on there. But as things currently stand, anyway, try not to get knocked down by that van that's coming in. And I'm going to walk in the little side gate, just because I can, through here, past the horseshoe on the right, past Studio One on the left and round, until I am enfolded into the building. So 3 years ago, when Tony Eggie said, "Do you want to come and do some work with the archive development team?" and I was a freelance hack, pundit, journalist, whatever, commentator on digital culture, I didn't imagine I'd still be here. So it looked like quite a nice, good, short-term, part-time gig, and it turned into something much more interesting, as anyone who's been following my activities would realise, and I discovered that I was, in fact, employable, that I could hold down a job, work within the bureaucracy, and have some fun. I like to think that what I've done has been worthwhile and had some impact, and we'll be continuing to do it from other places. But for now, I have to say farewell to the place. So I've arrived in the centrepiece, Helios there, statue, the old fountain. Probably can't hear the echo very much on this as a recorder, but it's there. Our office is up on the 7th floor. And now, looking at the columns, looking around, I'd like to say goodbye, Television Centre. Thank you for the good times, and thank you for listening. So this is Bill Thompson at Television Centre, signing off.